Okay, so now we finished the parak which describes the Biochanan ben Zakkai, and we'll discuss the next two or three prakim, the Talmidim of Biochanan ben Zakkai, and the Masaras that they delivered. So now we're moving through the chain of the Masara. And the first Mishnah, the 15th parak, describes Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus, one of the two primary Talmidim. Rabbi Eliezer said, Yihi kavod chavercha, chavivo lecha kishelach. Number one, the dignity of your friend should be as important to you as your own dignity. Al tinoach lechol, so we'll talk about anger and the danger of anger. We'll talk about that next week. And shuv yom mechav lefnei misaso, and the importance of tshuva even if it's delayed. So three very interesting topics. Number one, how you treat other people. Number two, anger management. Number three, tshuva, schedule. So we'll get through each and every one of them in Mirz Hashem. The first one is, Yihi kavod chavercha chaviv olecha kishalach. Ketzad. Melamed, kishem shiro'eh es kivodo, kach yehi adam ro'eh es kivod chaver. The same way you're concerned with your own reputation, your own dignity, and your own self-respect, the same way with your friend. V'chashem she'en adam ro'zeh, she'ishem ro'al kivodo, just like you don't want people to say negative things about you, or to think negatively about you, you should worry about your friend's reputation, the way he's being seen, and the way he treats himself. Now, this is interesting on two levels. Number one, the Rambam actually incorporates this as part of a very important mitzvah. According to Rabbi Akiva, which we'll talk about later, the Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer, so this is already an interesting association. What's the most important klagah b'Torah? After Re'echa Kamocha. So now, the simple reading of After Re'echa Kamocha makes it sound like you have to love another Jew. When the Rambam describes After Re'echa Kamocha, he doesn't talk about the emotional connection or interest. You don't have to worry about your interests. I can't, just like I worry about my own money being ruined, I have to worry about your money. I see your property being ruined, I have to worry about it. I hear that your honor is being ruined, the Rambam writes, I have to worry about it. He gets it from this Mishnah. So for the Rambam, it's a very important concept, and the Rambam believed it, Rabbi Eliezer already described it. There's no mitzvah in the Torah to love another Jew. It's obviously an ideal, it's a great value, the more that you love every Jew emotionally, the stronger our society will be. But the mitzvah is just to worry about their needs, to treat them with respect, to worry about their financial, reputational, social, psychological needs, just like I worry about my own needs. Sometimes when we make mitzvahs too ambitious and we're incapable of them, we can't even fulfill the less ambitious level. I'll give you another example. Is there a mitzvah to love your parents? No. Is there a mitzvah to respect your parents? No. I'm using the words, obviously, I hope everyone loves and respects their parents, but sometimes people have parents they've had a very hard time loving, unfortunately, for all sorts of reasons. And sometimes people have parents that they can't and shouldn't agree with their values, they don't respect their lifestyle. But you have to show them respect, help them, speak to them nicely, dress them, clothe them, feed them, attend to them. So obviously, the ideal would be to love and to respect their lifestyle. But even when you can't, you're not exempted from the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim. The ideal would be to love every Jew emotionally, but even when you can't, the mitzvah, according to the Rambam, is to worry about their interests and to protect and preserve their interests. And the Rambam derived it partially from Rabbi Eliezer, who talked about kavod chavercha, just like I don't want my reputation to suffer, I have to worry about yours. That's first of all. But second of all, Rabbi Eliezer is honing in on a very specific point. The Rambam talks about general, your financial interests, your possessions, your stock market portfolio, Rabbi Yeshua is talking about something, he's talking about something very specific, and that's your dignity and my dignity, and showing people respect and worrying about how much respect and dignity you have in your life. It's much more abstract, it's much less concrete. If I worry about your financial portfolio, and I see your animal wandering, and I worry about your food, and I worry about your starvation, here I'm worrying about the dignity of your life. Okay? Can you live life with dignity? How do you live life with dignity? It's an interesting question. Think about the moments in your life where you have to pay a price for a life of dignity. And I'll give you a personal story just to make it a little bit more concrete. I once was in America, and I'd worked an entire day and hadn't eaten anything. It was now 11:30 at night, and I found a restaurant that was open 11:30 at night. I walked in there, and the way people were behaving and the table manners they were displaying were so repugnant and so offensive to me, I just took my food, threw it in the garbage, and went to sleep. I'd rather go to sleep with an empty belly but a heart full of dignity than a full belly and just not dignified and just sit there and eat with people who weren't showing proper table manners. It wasn't as if they're just acting very, very inappropriately. So what are the things in life you have to make concessions for in order to retain dignity of life? Not arrogance, not cockiness, but just self-respect. You respect yourself, you respect your body, respect other people. That's what Abulaz was talking about, to make sure that people have dignified lives. And the way you do that is, of course, by respect, showing them respect. We've talked about this a lot in this corner. One of the great traits of humanism is to respect people and to show respect. Because there's two different levels. One is to respect them as human beings, and to respect their background and their perspective. Two is to actually show respect to people. Treat people with respect, the way you talk to them. Don't be manipulative, don't be exploitative, don't lie. Some people are just their whole lifestyle is very taking advantage of people and taking from people. And just respecting people and treating them as equals and all people across the spectrum. And what's interesting about it is, to respect people, you have to respect yourself. And that's why I've been flipping so much this morning between the respect you show other people and your ability to identify dignity in your own life. And that's the conclusion of this Mishnah, which is very, very strange. A lot of people don't know what this is referring to. I think this is the meaning. He says, how do you protect other people's dignity? Let's say you have $1 million and you lose it all. That's the case Rabbi Eliezer talks about. You shouldn't degrade yourself even if you need an extra sheva pruta. You've lost all your money, so maybe you want to do something a little bit undignified just to get a little bit extra money. And it says, don't degrade yourself. You may not have money, but your worth and self-esteem and the way you conduct yourself is worth more money, worth more than any money you can get. So even if you have no money in the world, be careful. Pay that price of being poor, but still protect your dignity. Don't do things that would degrade or in any way disrespect yourself just because you need some money. What are the things that people do in life just because they want money? What are the manipulations they create for other people just because they want a little bit more money? And that sometimes is an important test case. Are you willing to lose a little money just to maintain your dignity? You'll see when you grow older, this becomes a very important question. There are many, many times in life where you can make a little extra money by acting less dignified in the way in the decisions you take, or the way you ask people for money, or negotiations for money. So in general, you have to think about money, food. Very often, when there are experiences in this life that you have to engage in, but sometimes if you engage in them too excessively, you'll compromise your dignity. Once you compromise your own dignity, you can't show other people with dignity. If you don't respect yourself, if you don't create a world in which you respect your own Salam Elokim, who you are as a human being, it's very hard to identify in other people. That's a very, very subtle Mishnah. And it's stated by Rabbi Eliezer, and it's the first of his three statements. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Mon, and tomorrow's Rashi, Mitzvah Mon Zandi, we'll talk about the second issue of anger management. How do you manage your anger, and who was the prototype of Alti Noach Lichas? Have a dignified day, everyone. Kavod Chavecha, Chavod Olecha, Kishlucha.